antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. And I'm delighted to say that we have a new panellist today, so we well may hear one or two new jokes. So please give a big warm welcome to... No, let's first give the usual half-hearted welcome to Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And now a special big half-hearted welcome to Denise Coffey, who is partnering Willie Rushton.
Oh, all to myself. Louder. Louder.
And we go to round one, which is the game called Double Feature. And this one starts with the premise that the international film industry is in the doldrums. And for economic reasons, new films have to be remakes of pairs of old films. I want you to hear the resulting titles, and I shall award a point or two. Denise.
I hear they're remaking Two for the Seesaw, Hamlet, Burke and Hare, Blood and Sand, Goodbye, Mr. Chips and the Deer Hunter... And it's going to be called Two Hamburg Hair Sand Chips, dear.
And now you're in the lead. Barry.
This is a new venture, a conglomerate, Humph. It's Roger Moore and Brooke Shields in a combination of Pinocchio, G.I. Blues and Tip on a Dead Jockey, and it's called Brooke Bond PG Tips.
Very good, Barry. You're in the lead now. And Willie, how about yours?
It's quite an interesting combination. It's Lay Girls, Emmanuel Part 2, Valley of the Dolls, Tell 'em Willie Boy Was Here, and it's the story of my life.
Anybody want to try for a bonus mark?
How about Tom Brown's School Days, Merry Wives of Windsor and Superman, and Brown Windsor Soup?
I've heard they're doing I'll Cry Tomorrow, Godzilla, Dirty Harry, Fire Over England, the St. Valentine Day Massacre, and Jaws. They're going to call it Cry God for Harry, England and St. George.
Oh!
I got Clash of the Titans and War with the Newts, which is tighter than Newt.
Okay. Well, with Willie Rushton well in the lead now, after the first round, this is where I warn the teams that at the end of the programme, I'm going to ask them to make the introductions to late arrivals at the Explorers' Ball. The Explorers' Ball.
Oh,
right, we have a game now called Musical Links. I'm going to play the team some pieces of music with some accompanying sound effects, and I want them to tell me what the connection is between them. And we're going to start with you, Willie Rushton, since you're so far in the lead, give
you
a chance to pull back a bit. And here is your music and your sound effect.
It's a bridge over troubled warthog.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And you have full marks out of 10. 4. Graham Garden, here's yours.
That was Dick Burton, sloshed again.
Yeah, I'll give you 2 marks for that, Graham.
Wonderful.
Barry, here's an interesting one for you, because I want you to connect this with this.
One was played by a pianist.
Oh!
Next time you ask me to announce this piano is a Steinway.
Which one was played by a pianist?
The one on the left.
Absolutely right, Barry. I think you can have 5 marks for that.
Thank you.
And Denise, here's your bit of music.
Oh. Ellie, speaking as a medical man, I'd say that was a rather nasty attack of guitar. Well, please aside.
Sounded like a riot in Trumpton, didn't it?
I thought it was Segovia carpet.
I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, we go on now to our ad-lib poem, a very popular
poem.
I give someone the first line of a poem, and they continue until I press the buzzer, which goes like this, and then the next person continues. And to keep us going now, I'm going to start with a line which is going to go straight to Willie Rushton. And I rather hope you don't reach a fine artistic conclusion too early in this one, Willie, because at that point, of course, I shall press the buzzer and award prize-winning marks. I know a lady passing fair. There is no one to match her.
She is approximately 6'9". One must admire her stature.
Oh.
Oh.
I've had a place in my heart for women of size since I was 41.
Place in your heart for what?
What?
Women of that size.
Of that size.
Since I was 41.
Yes.
I'll tell you all about them. Now that I've begun, there was a girl called Penelope. Or perhaps Penelope. I never really found out because she was too high for me. And when she spoke, my ear was placed. Well, that's all for now, listeners. She spoke.
Carry on, Greg.
My ear was placed to her abdominal wall.
Good luck, Denise.
If she had been 8'3", I wouldn't have heard anything at all. I'd like to change the subject now. I feel we're getting tense.
So I'm going to give you a reading from something I saw in the Gents.
Bonus marks for getting us out, out of deep trouble there. We're going to play the game called Sound Charades, and the teams will in turn give us the charade of a play, film, book or whatever, and the other team have to guess what it is. We, as regular listeners to the program will know, have a computer in the studio here which flashes up the answer for the members of the audience. Meanwhile, there'll be a voice to tell you at home what it is, and the first charade is going to be by Graham and Barry.
Altered States.
Right, Graham and Barry, would you tell Denise and Willie, first of all, whether it's a book or a film or what?
Oh, it's a film.
And we'll do it... two words, and we'll do it all in one.
Right.
Where you go, then?
What you got there, Harry?
Well, it's Texas here. I think it should... that should be Idaho now.
All right, make that
What about Idaho. Oklahoma? Where did we...
Oklahoma could be Texas.
And we could shift California up east.
Well, Minnesota.
Minnesota
we could make California.
Do a direct switch, yeah.
What do I got here? I got,
Florida?
Florida, yeah. What we do with Florida? We make that, Oregon?
Oregon, why not?
Oregon, yes. Why not? We'll do that.
Why not? Florida,
we'll keep talking
Oregon.
Like this and trail off, really.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it or shall I?
You say it in English.
Oh, yes. Cocky.
Altered State.
Oh! Too easy.
Denise and Willie got that one in about 6 seconds. So now we'll see how Graham and Barry can do, because Denise and Willie, it's your time to do a charade. It's going up on our board here, and here it is for you listening at home.
Duet for one.
Right, Denise and Willie, will you tell them whether it's a film or a book or what, and how many words?
It's a stage play.
And it has 3 words.
Exactly.
And what are we going to do?
Right, you do start. A charade.
Right. When I'm calling you...
I'm sorry, there's nobody here at the moment.
Will you
is this the first word of the whole thing? Or what
the whole thing. Oh, don't interrupt.
Oh, right.
Oh, we're doing
there she is, singing in H-flat, and you're going...
Exactly.
Denise, will you start again?
I will. This is the whole title. The
whole thing, but...
Here we go. When I'm calling you...
I'm sorry, there's nobody here at the moment.
Will you answer to...
Could you please speak after the bleep?
Meep, meep, meep.
I don't think the audience have got it either. They can see it.
Yes, a call, telephone calls. It's not the postman always rings twice, is it?
No, that's three stretched words. Is call anywhere?
No.
Ring?
Ring.
No.
Phone. Answer.
None of those letters, even.
No.
You just start stabbing in the dark, Barry. The mouse trap?
No. Close. Very close. All right, so you don't like my singing? That's fine.
Three. The tune they were singing is of some importance.
Yes. What was that?
Rosemary.
Indian Love Call.
Indian Love Call.
Out. Indian out.
Think of Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald. Because you can't think of anything. You might as well think upon them for a while while you're filling in time. What fun they were.
When they were
duet for one.
Ah. Yeah. Ah.
And about 10 minutes, that wasn't it?
You took about 8 seconds on that one. So I'm afraid you only get 8 marks. And you're going to do another charade now, Graham and Barry. So for the audience, here it is on the board. And for you at home, here it is.
Pattern.
Okay, tell them first whether it's a book or a film.
Film.
How many words?
One word. And we're doing it. Starts with a sound effect.
What are you doing, Werner?
I'm knitting.
Well, I can see that, love. Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
It's
pattern's coming along nice,
yes,
there.
Knit one. I'm just purling one now.
Oh, I like the way you're turning the elbow there.
Don't talk to me while I'm casting off.
Please. All right. Oh, it's nice, though.
Yes. Good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a sort of theme, hasn't it?
I've got it out of the magazine.
Yeah. Is it for Ralph?
Cosmolofoten.
Ralph, is it for... He likes Cardies. He likes his Cardie, Ralph, doesn't he? Likes that. Likes a bit of woolly. It's nice, that. Very nice.
Well, that's quite enough of that.
Right.
Quite enough of that acting.
And Willie.
There was a film with Alec Guinness called The Cardi. Or it could be Tell 'em Woolly Boy was here.
Or Jumpers. It could be Jumpers.
Yeah, Jumpers.
Yes, Jumpers. No?
It's a flim.
A flim. Oh, knitting.
Pearl one, drop one. Tora, that's Pearl Harbor, drop one.
You were getting fairly close with the knitting.
Germaine to the Greer.
It's a Down Under film, is it?
No, not in any way, no.
Quite clean.
Oh, dear.
Let me just tell you that the ghastly pun is at the basis of this.
Ah.
Ghastly pun? There's a knitting pattern we're discussing.
Patterns, knitting
patterns.
Patterns. George
Patton.
B. Scott.
Well, yes.
Wonderful.
I'm in a bit of a dilemma now because Willie Rushton got the wrong answer in 3 seconds, which is a lot better than getting the right answer in 5 minutes. So I'll give you 4 marks.
Thank you.
And I'll ask you to do another charade now, which is going up on the board, and here for you at home is the voice to tell you.
Private Benjamin.
Right, will you tell Barry and Graham whether it's a film or a book?
It's a film and a television series, I think, isn't it, in America?
Is it?
That's a sophisticated remark. I think of it as a film.
How many words?
2. And we're doing it all at once. Havana Gila.
No, thanks. We've just had one. We are not amused, Mr. Prime Minister. But we have a question to ask you.
All right, Your Majesty.
Thank you. May we in future address you by your first name?
Not in public, Ducky.
That's it.
2 words.
Yes. Did you like the David Copperfield?
In this context, yes.
It's an easy one. Private Benjamin.
Oh, yes.
And 7 marks there to Graham Garden for that one.
Right.
As we go on to the next game called Well-Known Plots. And in this, I want each team member to summarise the plot of a playbook or whatever that I shall ask them to select themselves. And I want them to do their summaries in 15 seconds. So I have the stopwatch at the ready. And we're going to start with you, Willie Rushton. What do you want to summarise?
I have 15 seconds, the two Ronnies. It goes roughly, Good evening, a Leicestershire man joke, a Southport woman with a huge knockers joke, etc. Sketch, you're very small, you're very fat. Monologue, I am breeding from the belly prompter with a humorous speech defect. Good evening. Here are the Manhattan transfer. Boop, 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 boop. Good evening. I'm sitting in a chair. When I say I'm sitting in a chair, then part five of a tedious serial by Gerald Wiley with lots of jokes about huge knockers. Here we are dressed up as a couple of female rockers, desperately searching for a rhyme for monstrous knockers. And more jokes about Scunthorpe woman, more jokes about Leicestershire man. It's good night from him, it's good night from him.
Well, you have 8 time faults there, which brings your score.
I feel better for it.
Graham Garden.
Star Wars. Well, there's Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, and they're all flying around. Darth Vader comes in, heavy breathing. captures the princess, and Obi-Wan Kenobi says, "The Force be with you," and robots... they got the lightsabers out, and... they all jump into the Millennium Falcon, and they go... And wait a minute, Star Wars doesn't have a plot.
No time faults there, so you're ahead. And Denise?
I'd like to summarise, if I may, for you the plot of Jaws. Come on in, everybody. The water's lovely.
As the French say, fin.
I'm afraid you have 8 time faults there, Denise, because it wasn't long enough. Barry?
I'll say it twice, then.
I hurt my nose, Humph. I'm jumping against the clock. This is... I'd like to ask... I think Colin Sell will get the gist of this if I cast him an eye. I'd like to summarise the plot of Casablanca. Play it again, Sam.
Okay, Colin Sell wins that round. Here we have the game which, for the benefit of the chairman, is called Either Blues or Calypso, in which one team gives the other a subject for a blues or a calypso, and they have to sing it ad lib. And I'm going to ask Denise, you and Willie, to give a subject to Graham and Barry.
Oh, what shall we do to them?
A calypso. Yes. Definitely a calypso. Re Vickers.
Mickers?
Vickers.
Oh, Vickers.
Vickers.
Oh, Vickers. Oh, yes.
Ah. These
are wonderful teeth.
Alec Douglas Hume.
Said the vicar to the verger, my sermon tonight.
We'll be upon the subject of the widow's mite.
Said the verger, don't bother, 'cause I'm telling you,
there are only 2 in the village and they both do.
Oh, it's nice to hear them again, isn't it?
1 for wit and 8 for rhythm, and we go over. We ask
my wife's a Catholic, you know.
Graham and Barry, will you give Denise and Willie a subject for their blues or calypso? Which is it to be?
Blues. Shoplifting blues.
Shoplifting?
Yeah, why not?
I'll go first. You get the first 4 words free.
Woke up this morning, poured myself 3 large snifters.
Snifters? Come on, what you doing to me, man? I went round to Harrods, 'cause I was running short of titfurs. I didn't have a hat in the house, you know that.
Where's Harrods? Then I cried. In Dubai, listen.
The shop had been lifted by Alibaba and his 43 shoplifters. Yeah!
I can only give you 6 marks there for actually finishing.
Oh, did we finish? I didn't notice.
Get a few for starting, I think.
And we go on to a round now, which is simply called a round of drinks. And this is not just the game played after the show by everybody except Barry Cryer, but around where I ask you to give me some suitable effects of some well-known drinks.
Yes,
it's only fair to let you start,
you?
Barry.
Oh, me?
Why not?
I don't want to name drop. Duke of Edinburgh told me not to do that. But Britt Eklund, I believe, is a great one for drinking martini, and I know the effect it has on her. Any time, any place, anywhere.
It's the right one. It's the left one.
Send your solicitor's letters to...
Okay, Willie?
That's the end.
I think the notion of this game sprang from my reminiscing about a beer I had about a fortnight ago called Chime or Chime, which comes in a very funny bottle and is made in Belgium by Trappists. Which in fact does, after about two bottles, render you speechless.
Trappist as a newt, yes.
As a newt.
Graham?
Oh. Yes, the effects of alcohol-free lager. 76 pints and I'm anybody's.
I just know that if I drink Polish vodka, one glass and I go gdansk can fall on the floor.
Slivovitz has a very strange effect, Humph. It makes you want to appear in Cinderella. You know, the prince comes in and sees if the Slivovitz...
You were leading up till then.
I know it was after the last double scotch I had the twins.
It's funny, I thought he was American ginger.
Yes, one thing leads to another. Ruddles, befuddles, cuddles, puddles.
I'm in the record book of Guinness's. Oh, dearie me, dear Irish in me, it's coming out again.
Landlord, okay. Stout and bitter. Beat the
well,
wife, sir.
No. If we hurry along, we have got time now this week to play the game Wobbling Bunnies.
Oh, great.
And the rules... Oh, hold it. No, sorry, I'll revise that. We haven't got time this week to play Wobbling Bunnies. Oh. And so we'll have to go on to the point where you announce the late arrivals to the Explorer's Ball. Anybody can start. I shall finish.
I'm bold. What's that? That's Stark Cortez standing on a peak in Darien.
Excellent. How true.
I shall not speak again. That is it. Good night, viewers.
I see just back from the frozen waste, there's Mr. Icker and his flighty daughter, Anne Tart Icker.
Oh, I'll just cross that one out. Oh, here's Dr. Presume. I don't know whether you know his full name. It's Livingston, I presume.
His friend Victoria Falls.
Frequently, I hear. Oh. But she's insured. Here's the man from Peru. Who's that jolly old retainer serving the drinks with his terrible false teeth? That to us all affectionately as Massachusetts. Oh.
Oh, I've just spotted Mr. and Mrs. Tick Ocean and their wet son, Alan Tick Ocean.
And over there, Mr. and Mrs. Bucktu and their son, Denise, who's standing in for Tim this week.
All the way from the Western Isles, here are the Hebrides. They have some strange customs in those isolated communities. With their friends, the Gay Gordons. There's Marco Polo, he's worth a mint. Author.
I'll cross that one out.
Stirring book up the Orinoco with Rod and Emu. Pam Ayres with her son Himmel. And his dog Buenos.
Yes, it seems that this is the point of the programme where I must interrupt and tell you that
no,
you've
don't,
come...
because here comes the South American beauty, Urgent Ina.
You haven't persuaded me not to interrupt the team and say that we've come to the end of the programme this week, and from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Denise Coffey were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.